Stephan's Good Day program. Tuesday morning is upon us. Mitch McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. The Queen of Cheap is not, but she did post on her Facebook. Did we, our Ken Kessler is monitoring our social media for us as usual. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Did we have a sharing of Roberta's Facebook extravaganza at Walmart, Kenny?
We haven't. I could. It's just very funny that we. I think we all know she doesn't spend a lot of time in Walmart. So she was just aghast at the three shelves of different Captain Crunch products that were
really?
At Walmart in New Orleans.
And then she posted something about a cotton candy drink.
Yeah.
Cotton candy
and
milk.
Milk.
Cotton
Can you
candy
imagine
milk.
Anything worse yeah. than that?
Oh, yeah. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, okay. Woo! All right, let's get to the news.
And the Lay's chicken and waffles flavored potato chips.
Yeah, let's have some of those. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, from our affiliate in Billings, Montana, where Scott Fredericks hangs out, he sends me from time to time various items of interest, the local things that are going on there that are of import. It's the same sort of thing that's going on probably in your town, with one exception today. Today, there is a story that everybody is talking about. The United Airlines flight that was moving from Denver, flying from Denver to Billings, flight 1676. The incident of turbulence reported. A couple of flight attendants were in the hospital after this. They were released last night. Two passengers released. The story may be of the baby. It was being held, as near as I can figure from this thing. Maybe the whole story. I should put it all into context, right, Richie? Richie likes it when I put
Please.
Things into context. So there were three crew members and two passengers that were hurt, according to United Airlines. The captain declared a medical emergency as the Boeing 737 approached Billings. FAA said that the flight left normally from Denver around noontime, and the flight attendant that was apparently one of the flight attendants was in the hospital longer than the other two. One of the passengers was interviewed by a local television station, and here's what he said about the experience.
It started shaking and then it dropped. I don't know how far it dropped. But a lot of people, they were screaming and having issues. And, you know, there's a lot of people that were scared.
Well, I can imagine that. Have you ever been in a flight like that? Anybody? I have.
Yeah. My dad was when he I think they dropped like thousands of feet just in a second or two. Yeah. And everything was on the ceiling and the flight attendant hit her head.
Right.
I can't imagine. That's got to be really scary.
Huh, awful. And apparently there was a baby. You know, you don't strap the babies down. Parents
right,
hold on to the
them.
Baby. And the baby, one of the babies in the plane, if there was more than one, I didn't hear the story, but the baby went up in the air. As the, can you imagine you're a mother and you can't hold on to your
no.
baby?
They do have a seatbelt, though, that it clicks into your seatbelt and then it goes around the baby.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. I've never seen it before.
Yeah. I don't think they're required, though, Richie, are they?
I don't know whether they're required or not, but they do have them.
Yeah. Anyway, situation was the talk of the town in Billings, as you can imagine. Here's a flight attendant's quote. Flight encountered severe turbulence upon descent into Billings. A story about the crew members and that sort of thing. Let's see here if I got something else. The crew, they were lauded by the passengers. They warned, you can imagine the screaming that's going on, all the hollering. I mean, how could there be anything other than chaos in that circumstance? I remember when it happened to me, I was going into Little Rock Airport, and there's a tornado on one side of the plane and clear skies on the other. And the tornado winds grabbed a hold of the plane. I thought I was done.
Puddle Over. Jumpers?
Say again, Richie?
Were these puddle jumpers?
No, this was 727.
Really?
And the plane in Billings was 737. Here's one guy who says, I've flown a lot, and I do know that you run into things like this. Turbulence happened to be a lot rougher than what I'm accustomed to. See, those of us who fly a lot, you get banged around and you know, more than anything else, the best service you can provide is to calm down the people who are around you. Because that's what they call a white knuckle flight. Here's a lady who said she was scared, really scary for me. The plane banked to the right, apparently, and then one person said it felt like we got hit from the bottom. Every once in a while, my mind goes there, and I think thoughts are things, so I pull myself right out of it as fast as I can. You're up in the plane, and you think, okay.
We just got hit.
Yeah, well, yeah, what could happen? I mean, you're a tube in the sky.
Yeah.
Going 530 miles an hour.
And
if you follow what Jennifer's concern is, earlier we were talking about asteroids. One passed the Earth about 2 million miles away last night. And
everybody's making a big deal about it.
Well, I don't know. I'm not making a big deal out of it.
No,
I just
NASA's inventing something that's going to take those things and shoot them right out of our atmosphere.
Which is a great idea, but I got news for you. These things have been whizzing by the Earth for...
Oh, for sure.
Forever. I mean, we know they've hit the Earth. It's just now we have a real ability to track them and watch them as they whiz by.
Whiz by?
Whiz by.
That's an interesting technical term.
Got it from whiz. NASA. I have extensive NASA training.
Really?
Uh-huh. That is the technical term for when a meteor flies by the Earth. It whizzes by.
Good for you, Richie. Powerball jackpot up to $400 million.
I'm in.
But the sad news... It really is only $227.8 million after taxes.
Whatever. I can do it.
All right, I got an idea. Kenny.
Yes.
Let's be on the alert for this. We're going to suggest something that I'm buying tickets for Powerball. Okay? If you become our Facebook friend, I will share the winnings with you. Why are you laughing? What are you laughing?
Why not?
Right?
It could happen.
If I win the jackpot, I will share the winnings with everybody who is a Facebook friend. An adult, not children. Adult Facebook friends. How many do I have now? Whatever I've got.
2130.
Okay. So
$1 for everybody.
Whatever it is. You could get rich.
Jennifer.
It was $400 million.
Yeah, wait a minute, Richie. Hold on just a second. What I was planning on doing was paying off your mortgage.
Oh, thanks.
If I won. No, I'm not going to do it now.
Oh,
after
well,
you laughed at me. I'm paying off Richie's mortgage and Kenny's mortgage, but I'm not paying yours off.
Nice.
No, I'm not going to because you laughed at me.
Why? Why? Okay.
You laughed at my idea.
I didn't laugh at you. I said $1
money.
Her mortgage can't be that much. He lives in the hood.
Really,
come on.
Not.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot for me.
Yeah. You could have gotten 125 grand out of this, Jennifer.
Oh,
which is three times what your house is worth.
Try 250.
Oh, 250, okay. You could have gotten that if you'd have supported me, Bawana Doug. But you didn't.
I guess I'm going to have to buy my own ticket.
Uh-huh. And then with our luck, you'll win.
I know, and guess what? I'll be like, well, I would have paid off your mortgage, Dougie, but...
All right. It would cost you more than 250 grand, I'll tell you that. What'd you say, Kenny?
She could still pay off mine.
I would. Okay.
And Richie's, too.
Thank you.
Right. All right. So if you want to join, become a friend of ours, or just become a Facebook friend. Facebook friends get paid off if I win the lottery. All right, everybody ready for that? Let's see
tickets are you going to buy?
How many tickets are you going
to
buy?
This is worth it to really become your friend. I mean, if you're going to buy 5 tickets, I'm not in.
No, I think I'll buy 40.
Okay.
What do you think?
That could happen. Round
40
to 50.
50?
Yeah. 50 bucks.
How about 45? We negotiate between 40 and 50. The number is 45. 50,
that's my final offer.
When are you going to go buy them? Are you going to take video of it?
Probably if I... You know what? I got to hurry up and get my new smartphone because there are all kinds of opportunities for taking... I did something the other day that I really should have had. Did you see... You posted the video, right, at DougStefan.com, Kenny, of the cows running around the yard that Meredith took?
Yes, I did.
Video? Yeah. That's one of the best videos. And we have, on the farm, we had like 4,000 hits, 4,500 hits of people looking at the farm Facebook page just to see the cows running around the yard. It astonishes me how this stuff gets to be as viral as it does. It's really, and you can hear Meredith sort of chuckling in the background as she's taking the video. But it really is, where do we find those? We have them on our Facebook page, or where do we put it at DougStefan.com?
That's on our Facebook page.
Okay, so there you go. That you join the Facebook page, you see the cows running around the yard, become our friend, and also you win. Help I'm gonna help you out a little bit. will share the jackpot with Facebook friends. All right? Help yourself to facebook.com/Gradatio. What sort of things are going on there as long as we're in the social media? What we have at Twitter and Facebook, Kenny, that is of interest and importance. We have a lot of people with the Olympics in mind. I know that.
Yeah, we asked if you're starting to get into the Olympic Games or if you're ready for them to be over. And all the comments so far are that they're ready to be over. Fred says the closing ceremony can't be soon enough. Gary says he's ready for them to be over. And Jay says there's been way too much politics injected into the Games.
Yeah, there's also been way too much conversation about Bodie Miller injected into all this as well.
That's NBC trying to make a story so that women will watch.
Well, they did listen to all the conversation about it yesterday.
The conversation was about how terrible the coverage was.
Well, the coverage is terrible.
All the cable channels on it.
Yeah, but what people are failing to realize is that this is what brings women in, the stories behind
the
stories.
Right.
And then the producers are saying to this young reporter who didn't really know what she was doing, keep going. She was horrible the way it was, but he brought it up. But anyway, it's been overdone and overcooked, so let's move on. 18 at the hour on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 2/22/14, exclusive clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at StaplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
21 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome the day with us here on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Loud enough, we might have been able to hear most of that.
I got no voice. Hey, what's going on there?
This is from the average white band.
I wonder what the really good white band would sound like.
A really good white band?
NSYNC.
NSYNC is a good band.
Not likely.
In my mind, they're great.
All right, I've been ordered to, or the suggestion has been made that I be nice to Jennifer.
About time.
Yeah. Roberta's not here, so who do I have to pick on?
What? Try somebody besides me.
You want to pick on? Really?
Yes.
But you see, the reason I tease, there's an old expression about teasing, and it's very, very evident with me. I only tease people that I really care about.
Here's where you're wrong, sir.
That's
how's that?
Your teasing doesn't come through as teasing.
Oh.
It comes through as being mean.
Really?
And especially when you do it to the girls.
Oh.
And the girls don't like it.
Really?
That's where you get in trouble.
Okay. Well, that's why Meredith just said, be nice to Jennifer.
Yeah.
Exactly. She didn't get your teasing. So you know what you do?
What do I do? So this was the number one song during this week in 1975 from the average white band. Again, speculation is how much better it might sound if it was really the great white band. Johnny Rivers, I was just talking off the air about an interview I saw him give to the PBS station here in Los Angeles last night, as a lot of people were up watching the beginning of the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show, or they were watching the end of the Olympic coverage. I was falling asleep, and then I came across this just sort of like, okay, I'm done. Instead of shutting the television off, I hit the button for the channel change, and it was on PBS, and this fascinating interview with Johnny Rivers and how his Whiskey a Go-Go years shaped his career, and the the guitar work that this guy did was amazing, Richie. You'd love Johnny Rivers.
That's why I love
the stories about the guitar stuff. This guy, and what he picked up from Chuck Berry working with him as a young kid, and Fats Domino, and some of the music that shaped his not only his ability to perform, but his attitude toward music, as he did some great collaborating with Jimmy Webb. Just some of that. And he's still performing today, and he looks good, sounds good. Now, those are the kind of stories that I really love to be able to tell. Speaking of stories that I love to tell, the video of the day always tells a story here at DougStefan.com. And today's video comes from the folks at BuzzFeed. They had four real women agree to do cover model, sort of the cover model photo shoots, and then have their pictures photoshopped, just like real cover models. The photoshopping is interesting to see, but what's even more interesting is the way these four women reacted. Here's some of the audio from that.
I did not expect it to look like that at all.
I feel like it doesn't even look like me.
I think because I know myself, this looks really different.
Why would you want to make someone look so different?
I like my freckles. I think they add character, and the fact that they're gone, I don't even know who that is.
Just as a normal person, seeing yourself change and your identity change, it's pretty shocking.
Once someone else has done your makeup and someone else has done your hair and someone's directed the way your body looks and then taken away your imperfections, then there's not much left of who you really are.
This is how I always wanted to see myself, but now that I see it, I'm like questioning why I ever wanted to look like that.
You look at these ads in magazines, you see these women who look absolutely flawless, and you're like, I wish I could look like that, but who really looks like this?
I think we live in a really interesting time where we feel like we have to make people look to the standard that's not attainable for anybody.
Instead of looking at other things and trying to aspire to be something else, we should just be comfortable in who we are and just.
You know, you got to go great. See this. The changes are amazing. They go from average cute girls to supermodels.
Yeah. Well, but the thinking that they've put into it is very good. Right. I enjoyed that. Video of the day at DougStefan.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So you have a dog and he comes when called, but you have a cat and you say you can't get your cat to come, I say nonsense. The first and most important thing you need to do when teaching a cat to come is using her name to grab her attention. And only use your cat's name for positive things. Never say kitty no, kitty bad, and never call your cat for something unpleasant or negative. If you have to give her medicine or something, go to her. Make sure that every time she comes to you, it's very, very positive. Only use the come command when in fact, you're in a position to follow through, because if 7 times she comes and the 8th time she doesn't, that's the time she's going to remember. And this is really critical. Make sure the entire family is involved in teaching the cat to come when called, because if one person says it one way and walks away, another person says it another way and walks away, the cat's never going to learn. I know what you're saying, Warren. Cats can't be trained. Here's the bottom line. Cats are so smart, they convince the public they can't be trained, but if you treat them the same as you treat your dog, your cat will be coming to you in no time at all. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That's it. I am a man. I'm a man. I am. What's that song? What's that, Kenny? What's that song?
I'm a man.
Yeah, yeah, man.
It's called Steve Winwood.
Yeah, Winwood. 33 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Everybody's talking, and they can't be heard. You're talking all the time, but I can't hear what you're saying.
Really?
Jennifer's been talking. One, two, one, two. What you're saying. Kenny, I mean, we can hear you, but
maybe
we don't know what you're saying.
Maybe you should clean out your ears.
Wait a minute. I thought this was going to be, you were going to turn around and be nice to me. I'm going to be nice to you. Maybe I should clean out my ears.
Hey, no matter what she says to you, you still have to be nice to her.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to take it like a man.
Yeah.
That's right.
Really. Well, here's what I say to you, Jennifer. I cleaned out my ears the other day when I cleaned out Charlotte's.
Ew. Together?
Yeah.
You didn't use the same Q-tip, though, right?
No, no.
Okay.
You know, our pugs lay in their crate and they lick each other's ears. Do you guys do that? That would be cute.
Charlotte and me?
Yeah.
She licks my ears once in a while, but I don't lick hers.
All right.
Salty.
Yeah.
What was she licking before your ears?
No, she can't.
His ice cream cone?
Yeah.
They share right. food.
Let's get to what we're thankful for today.
Okay.
Every day I ask you on Facebook, by the way, just to underscore, if, in fact, I win the Powerball drawing, you will. Everybody who's a Facebook friend will get some of the money from it. All right? Now, next, Facebook friends, share. And every day I've asked for the last month or so for you to share with us what you are feeling grateful about as you start your day. Today I'm feeling grateful for NASA. And the reason I feel grateful for NASA, in lots of different ways, all of the wonderful things over the past 50-some-odd years that they have brought to America in terms of research, accomplishment, pride, and now they're working on a way to keep the asteroids from destroying the Earth. So why not be thankful for NASA? What are you thankful for? Post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, and also you can post it on yours and share it that way. Kenny, did I go to you? We've had so many conversations going on and off the air here. I can't remember whether or not we went to Facebook and Twitter in the last half hour. We sort of were, I was asking about whether we had enough of the Olympic coverage, and I don't remember where we went from there, to be honest with you, because I had so much distraction and interruption from people on my staff.
Yeah, we did talk about it. We had a couple comments about that everybody seems to have had enough of the Olympics.
All right, well, our scores are as follows. As of this hour, the Russian Federation in first position with 19. The United States also is 19, but it's 5 gold, 4 silver and 10 bronze. We have more bronze. That's why we're in second position. Netherlands was 1 yesterday, 3 today, 17 total medals. Norway 4, Canada 5, Germany 6, Austria 7. This hasn't changed much in the last hour or so. Switzerland in 9th place, in France. Where's Pierre? Has Pierre been? Have you ever been, Pierre, to the Olympics? Have you ever supported? I mean, what? The French are such egotists that they don't really support if it's not about them.
We did not go and compete with you losers. We compete by ourselves and we see how we can beat you. We do not have to go to the Olympics to know we are better than you.
Yeah. Seems like Pierre caught Rich's cold.
Yes, he did. I will not tell you how.
It's going around. I want to update.
You know, when you're talking about the Olympics, I saw yesterday there's a new Cadillac commercial that's going around on social media.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it kind of takes a shot at how hardworking and innovative Americans are versus the Europeans. And some Europeans and some Russians are getting upset when they see this commercial online. And I wanted to see what you thought about it. Here it is.
Why do we work so hard? For what? For this? For stuff?
Be good if we could hear it.
Other countries, they work, they stroll home, they stop by the cafe, they take August off. Off. Why aren't you like that? Why aren't we like that? Because we're crazy, driven, hard-working believers, that's why. Those other countries think we're nuts. Whatever. Were the Wright brothers insane? Bill Gates, Les Paul, Ali. Were we nuts when we pointed to the moon? That's right. We went up there, you know what we got? Bored. So we left. Got a car up there, left the keys in it. Do you know why? Because we're the only ones going back up there, that's why. But I digress. It's pretty simple. You work hard, you create your own luck, and you gotta believe anything is possible. As for all the stuff, that's the upside of only taking 2 weeks off in August. Nespa?
Nespa.
So what do you think? Is it cocky or is it true?
Well, I don't think it's either cocky nor do I think it's 100% true. I think that there is a very interesting thing going on in industry in our country at the moment. The union movement is just not growing anymore. I think that was aimed at not necessarily unions, but when you think about car manufacturing, you think about the unions and the mostly the one or two unions that have dominated the United Auto Workers Union for 40, 50, 60 years.
Oh, it's aimed at Europeans who go home for 2 hours for lunch take a month off of work.
I know, I hear that. And I think there's something to be said for that. I think American pride is something that's missing. We have become so divided and divisive that we tend to now not focus on our accomplishments, and we are picking at each other for our weaknesses or things that we don't like about one another, instead of collectively getting in the bandwagon that I hear there, which I like, is unity. Bring ourselves, come on, let's pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. Let's stop all of this fussing and fighting. A lot of it created by some of the political talk radio and talk television that there is there, and some of it by the politicians themselves, some of it just because people are the haves versus the have-nots. All of that stuff has, over the last 10, 15 years, it has served to divide us. Since 2000, we were so united after the horrors of September 11th, and then
it felt good, actually.
It felt, well, yeah. I mean, it was a horrible
time, but we were
together. 6 months or a year, it worked, and then we started back at each other again. The divisions, what it is that separates us, why we need to have a separate student union for blacks and another one for Armenians and another one on college. I mean, it's gotten to be foolish. So the union movement and building cars have long been an American mainstay. But now they're really good cars. I mean, we all think that the first cars were built in America. They weren't. They were built in Germany. Right. The first assembly line was in America because of the mind of Henry Ford and how he was able to take his idea from his head and put it together. He had enough money so that he could actually build an assembly line, and did. This was based on Henry Ford is the perfect example of the American dream, the American idea. Start with nothing, create something, and look what's left. And people who work in, you know, you're not going to have the same impact on people as Henry Ford did, but think about what you have done. Those of you who have worked on an assembly line, I did for a while, And it is really very telling to see how people can bring themselves around to the charge if they are encouraged to do so.
Steve Jobs and Bill Gates had the same effect on people.
Yep.
Ford did.
Good management, Richie, brings out the best in people. And so when it comes to the business of those ads and what we're doing in America, it's sort of an amalgamation. There are so many people who, though, because of the unions, don't trust management. So there's this automatic kind of clash, and it's an artificial clash in many instances that's created because, and it's not any different than politics or religion or other things that are phony reasons. The division between men and women, if that's, you know, we can ignite that war if you want to. Mars and Venus, all that stuff. There are all kinds of reasons for us to look at our differences, but what brings us together? And the American automobile business and industry has brought us together. Look at the fascination that kids have now for Corvettes, the old ones, and the old 442s, and the old Camaros, and the old Mustangs.
By the way, if you want to buy an old Camaro, mine's for sale.
Good,
give me a call.
Reggie. Congratulations. Right. 888-302-3684.
68 Camaro convertible.
Nice car.
76,000 miles.
Used to belong to the host of the program.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I think that we need to have more. What I find interesting also, though, as an offshoot of this, and I wonder about the rest of you and whether you are thinking about this. The other day there was a union vote at the Volkswagen plant in South Carolina.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the union lost. The union, the UAW has been trying to organize in the right-to-work states. And listen, the people, mostly it's the foreign manufacturers that are going into the South because they don't want to deal with the unions, but they want to build cars here because they know the labor is good. It's not cheap, but it's not cheap in Europe. But it costs some money to haul the cars over here, so let's build a plant and make the cars here. Volkswagen sells a lot of cars in this country, so let's build them here. Same is BMW's got a plant here. I'm not sure. I know Honda does and Toyota does. I don't know whether Kia does yet or not. But the point is, they're putting them in the South because of the right-to-work circumstances. The pay is less. The benefits are less. So the union's trying to stir them up, trying to upset the apple cart, trying to change their mind and get them to vote for unions, and the unions are losing.
712 to 626 votes.
Yeah.
We don't want you.
We don't want them. So there's something to be said for that, I think. That's what I get out of. When I hear a car commercial, I kind of always think about the unions, Richie. But I also think about, we've built good cars in our history. We built bad cars. We were building bad cars
the
for
80s
a long
was a
time.
Bad decade.
That's why the Japanese got the foothold that they did. And now they still have a foothold, but we're building better cars. Pretty much everybody who's going to sell a car, Lee Iacocca said this, and he was right. When he was running Chrysler, he said, everybody's building a good car now. You can't compete if you're building a piece of junk. You can't, because people are too sophisticated. They know now what to look for, and they're not going to take except junk.
And the technology is there just to build a nice car.
Technology is there. Yep. Speaking of that, I want to welcome the newest member of our Good Day family, Husker Radio, KODYAM 1240 in North Platte, Nebraska. Special shout out to Tony Lama and Rob Mandeville at KODY. North Platte is a major railroad town, southwestern part of Nebraska, world's largest rail yard. I would love to go there and see the Golden Spike Tower and Visitor Center, 8-story building there overlooking the railroad yard there. Why do you think they call it the Golden Spike Tower? What do you know about this area of Nebraska? Remember the stories about the lines coming together from the east and the west? 2 miles west of the city is Buffalo Bill Ranch State Historical Park. It's a living history park about Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill was William Cody, started his famous Wild West show near his ranch there in North Platte. First rodeo was held in North Platte on July 4th, 1882. And so every June, North Platte hosts the annual Nebraskaland Days. The event includes parades, art shows, rodeos, concerts, food events. Draws over 100,000 attendees. What's the big news from North Platte today? Last week, a telephone scammer pretending to be from the sheriff's office called a Lincoln County resident, told them they were about to have a warrant for their arrest. The caller said the resident could avoid the warrant if they paid some money to him. Good God.
Did you say special shout-out to Tony Lama?
I did.
So we finish 18.
I have to play this.
And he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know. And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
The Lama is now part of this show.
There we are. Famous people from North Platte, Glenn Miller, Dr. Don Rose. There's a big disc jockey in San Francisco if you don't know who he is. Senator Chuck Hagel, who's now the Secretary of Defense, comes from North Platte.
Yep. Yeah.
Chief Red Cloud.
Cool.
Famous Sioux Warrior comes from North Platte as well. And in 1927, Nebraska native Edwin Perkins invented the powered soft drink Kool-Aid.
Really?
Kool-Aid comes from North Platte. Yep.
That's pretty cool.
State motto of Nebraska, equality before the law. And by the way, it is illegal to go whale fishing in Nebraska.
Okay.
Quick update from one of our listeners in Billings. Actually, this is an email that cites the Denver Post article about the plane dropping violently yesterday. There were lots of loud noises. What this one passenger said is there was a baby, and I talked about this earlier, but I didn't have the complete story. The baby was actually propelled out of the parents' arms and landed in a seat behind the parents. So the baby's being held by the mother, go through the turbine, baby goes up in the air, and the guy behind her catches the baby. How about them apples, huh? Great. I'd like to go through that. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting story. And the interesting story from the folks listening now on KODY, thanks to all
Glenn
of
Miller
you.
For you.
And Glenn Miller, yes, right. What's the name of this song, Richie?
In the Mood.
In the Mood. I'm in the mood for a television report, Jennifer, in 60 seconds for the TV update here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning win!
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing
on. Hi,
Jen.
Dougie.
I have forgiven you for your transgression, so let's move into the...
I'm working on forgiving you, too.
TV program. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll start at the White House, shall we?
Really?
Joe McHale, the star of Community. He's been tapped to host the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's a big deal for him. He's the host of E-Series The Soup. And I guess he'll, get
Not
to...
Not funny.
You really?
Not funny.
Oh,
he's a funny guy.
Hysterical.
You're going to like some of the stuff he does.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. You just give him a chance. He's pretty funny.
Okay.
Speaking of the White House, Joe Biden is heading back to NBC.
That's a funny guy.
That is a funny guy.
Hysterical.
He's going to go on to the premiere of Late Night with Seth Meyers. That's February 24th. And this is not his first time on NBC. He was also in Parks and Rec with Amy Poehler. So there you go. Uh-huh. And one of the stars of a big sitcom, Saturday Night Live, will have a host, Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. We'll do the honors on February 25th.
I see. I'm absent all these people. I'm not the good television viewer that I used to be. I don't know who any of these people are.
You don't know Big Bang Theory?
No, yeah. I've seen it and I don't get it, Frank.
Big,
I don't think it's
funny.
No, you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it.
51. Thanks, Richard.
I'm glad you don't get it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Atlas measures your heart rate, calculates the calories you burned, and tracks your body on the X, Y, and Z axis, so it knows how many laps you swim and if you did push-ups or triangle push-ups. It's a preload with the most popular exercises, can learn new exercises, you teach it, so you can instantly see your progress, analyze your form, anticipate plateaus, find out what makes you stronger and faster. Interesting, another app. Mike Hayes caught up with Peter Lee, the CEO of Atlas. And
welcome to Startups in Action, the hot perks and hot picks of crowdfunding intelligence. I'm your media mentor, Mike Hayes. Crowdfunding is already changing the world, one crowdfunding success story at a time. Entrepreneurs are now financially empowered to start up new ventures as never before. Today's hot pick is being pre-sold right now on Indiegogo.com, and it's called Atlas.
Measure your success, track your workout, and train your body with Atlas. Atlas does everything other fitness trackers do and more. In addition to syncing with your phone, the on-wrist display gives you live feedback on the type, speed, and quality of your exercises as you're working out. And the suite of inertial sensors inside sees your movement in 3D to identify and track each exercise. Atlas converts every action and every exercise into data you can see to improve your workout and to compete with local friends or professionals around the world. It's the world's first activity tracker that can actually track everything. And with the community of data behind you, you'll be able to analyze your form, anticipate plateaus, and make improvements to your workout to get stronger, faster. This is Atlas.
So now that you know what Atlas is, let me introduce you to Peter Lee, the CEO and co-founder of this exciting new product.
I've co-founded Atlas with my preschool friend, actually. So we've been friends since the second grade. And so we grew up together, and he went to Boston University for electrical engineering and then worked at Philips Healthcare doing circuit design for about 3 years. And really it just started all remotely, just through just video chat, working through the preliminary concepts of the company, all remotely.
What made you decide on crowdfunding? How'd that come about?
One of the wonderful things of crowdfunding is, I guess it's sort of a double-edged sword, really, where you get the opportunity to really bear your company out to the general public and have sort of really put like a not fully baked idea into the eyes for criticism of everybody. But then at the same time, you get the benefit of having the opportunity to really test and validate your product idea and the product prototypes that you've developed to help generate a certain degree of traction in the form of pre-orders. So we actually started our campaign January this past year and have pre-sold over $450,000 worth of Atlas, which all goes to the non-refundable engineering costs required for the tooling of the physical product, the circuit board printing, as well as the plastics injection molding. Before we launched our pre-sale campaign, we had spent maybe a month and a half really getting integrated and reaching out to all the thought leaders within the Austin fitness community. So being able to connect with them and showing demos of the product and really sort of just really raising awareness is what was really important. And collecting the contact information of the people who are interested and who want to be notified of when the product can be pre-sold. So that was something that we had prepared a little bit, and actually in hindsight really wish we had done even more preparation work. I mean, because you never really can get enough time to prepare for certain things, but definitely just reaching out to your community, letting people know that, hey, in 30 days you're going to be able to pre-order the thing you just demoed, and your help, it would be incredible to help support us. And actually, without your help, we would not even be able to make this product.
One thing that people have another hard time with is communicating with their friends and family that crowdfunding is not charity, that it is about
right.
a business plan, a message, and it's a leg up on the American dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, and especially with what we're doing, with supporting the early backers, I believe is really important. So, for example, the closest network had the opportunity and had the email notification to purchase Atlas right when it was launched. And you could get it for $100, which is at cost for us. And it was really through their momentum that we were able to break through the Founders Club is what we called it, and then launch the next one, which is the Early Bird, where you can purchase Atlas for $130. And then since then, the price has increased to $169, which is actually still cheaper than the suggested retail price that we will launch the product with.
If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, join me on crowdfundingintelligence.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.